You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. My first guest today is Melissa McCormick, representing the Healing Hand Foundation. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Would you tell me a bit about the foundation and what you do there?
Sure. So my name is Melissa McCormick, and I'm the executive director of the Healing Hand Foundation here locally in Juneau. And the Healing Hand Foundation is set up to bridge the gap in medical care for durable medical goods, dental, and other durable medical goods such as eyeglasses and contacts and things like that for Alaska Native beneficiaries as well as U.S. veterans.
Excellent. And you're here today to tell us about an event happening this Saturday in honor of Elizabeth Paratrovich.
Correct.
What's going on?
So we are celebrating a couple of different things. It's the 75th celebration of the Anti-Discrimination Bill of 1945. And with that, Elizabeth Paratrovich was a very proud dancer. And back in 1945, there were signs on some of the local hotels that said, you know, no natives allowed. She was unable to dance in a local hotel. So we're celebrating this by actually hosting a dance because we want to celebrate the fact that in 1945, she wasn't able to dance. But on that day in 45, she was finally able to.
Wow.
So we're celebrating this night in honor of her and all of her accomplishments, plus the anti-discrimination bill as well.
Can you tell me a bit about a bit more about the bill and what Elizabeth Paratrovich's connection with it was?
Sure. She was one of the pioneers of the civil rights movements before civil rights was even really a thing. And she really represented the Alaska Native culture and was there to help push this bill through. Socks came in. Having a wardrobe malfunction. So anyway,
it's just radio.
Yeah. So we're celebrating in honor of her and that evening. So we will also be giving out the newly minted U.S. coins with the Elizabeth Paratrovich image on them to each and every person that comes to the door and comes to the door for the event. So we've got all of those.
Can you say more about those coins?
Yes. So we were hoping that they were going to be done this month. We were told they were going to be ready in February. So the coins were minted, I believe, about a week and a half ago, and I received mine in the mail on Tuesday. So we were able to get those. We're going to be providing each one to everyone that attends the event, basically.
Really?
So, yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And give me the details of the event again, please.
So the event is Saturday, February 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll have a blessing at the beginning by ANB. I guess he's the board member, Sasha Soboloff, will be giving the blessing in that evening. And then we're going to just go right into the dancing. We have a nice, beautiful cake that Kathy Parks from Sacred Grounds and Smokehouse Catering have put together with us with the coin on it and everything.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're going to have a live DJ. There'll be dancing, champagne, appetizers. So it's a chance for people to get out and dress up and look fun and have a great time.
Do we know what kind of music Elizabeth Paratrovich liked to listen to?
I don't know that. We've been researching that, actually. So if anybody has any suggestions, that would be wonderful. We'll probably pay a mix of from, you know, back then and then through today so that people have a chance to dance music, basically.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything more about her dancing, her style, what she did after that law was passed and she was finally able to do it?
I don't know exactly. I'm imagining her kind of doing like a Jabberwocky thing, but I'm not sure that's exactly what she did. But I'm sure, I think swing dancing was big back then, and so I'm sure there was a lot of that kind of thing. So
prior to this law, folks were allowed to post signage or refuse entry to folks of Alaska Native or other heritage.
True.
Whatever they wanted. But afterwards, that was made illegal.
Right. Right. So she was able to dance legally at the Baranoff in Juneau. So that's why we want to celebrate this occasion with her. So.
And this this discrimination, I'm sure it extended to more than just hotels. Did it also apply to restaurants and other businesses around town?
Yeah, a lot of different areas. But that was our main focus for this particular event. It is a fundraiser for the Healing Hand Foundation. We did make it, you know, fairly inexpensive so that we can have people come. It's $30 per person, or you can get two tickets for $50, so a couple. And all of those proceeds go, 100% of those proceeds go directly to our Alaska Native beneficiaries, as well as the U.S. veterans. All of my cost and overhead for the office is all covered by a grant, so we do not have any overhead fees. Every donation will go directly towards our beneficiaries to help them with eyeglasses, contacts. We're also starting to help with mental health and substance abuse issues. So we've got a lot of areas to help. So we're actually in the process of helping a U.S. veteran, providing a wheelchair ramp for him. So.
And does, I think you might have said this already, but the durable medical supplies, does that apply to crutches, wheelchairs?
Yes, things wheelchairs, like that? Canes, nebulizers, oxygen tanks. And some of that is paid for with, you know, search if they're a member of search, some Medicaid. But if they have money after that, then we come in and bridge that gap. So it's not a handout. We do request that they pay a portion of it as well. They have to come up with about 20%, mm-hmm. and then we'll pay the other 80% of the fees.
Do you do this fundraiser annually, and is it always honoring Elizabeth Pratrovich?
No, this is the first year we've done it because it is the first year that the coins came out, mm-hmm. and then it was 75 years. So this is the first year that we have hosted this event. We do other fundraisers. In the spring, we're doing a cultural cruise. Gold Belt is letting us use one of their catamarans, and we'll be doing a cultural cruise for Mother's Day. And then in the fall, we did a farm-to-table dinner, which was a huge success. So that was really fun. We'll probably do that again this fall.
Well, that's great. Do you have a website or somewhere that people can go online to find out more information?
Yeah. Our website is HHF, stands for Healing Hand Foundation, -ak.org. But for ticket sales, if you're looking to buy tickets, you can go to the JAX website, so jhc.org, and just click on their box office, and you'll be able to find tickets there. Or you can get tickets at the door as well.
All right. So again, that's at the Elizabeth Pratrovich Hall. That's downtown here on Willoughby, Saturday, February 29th at 7 p.m. And there will be dancing.
Yes, there will be lots of dancing.
Melissa McCormick, thanks for being here today and talking to us about this event and about Healing Hands Foundation. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. Just looking forward to have everyone out that night.
All right. Well, thanks again so much for being here.
Okay. Thank you.